We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
So good morning to all of you listeners in Barbados, in the Eastern Caribbean, and wherever this recording is being heard, this program is this morning, In God's Glory. And we're excited, as usual, to come to you, knowing that we are coming to be a blessing to you, and that you'll be blessed from the Word of God shared right here on In God's Glory. Thank you for the kind sentiments expressed, you know, to us, that you're being blessed and that you like the program. And I want to ask you to continue to pray for us, pray for our strength, pray for our well-being. Pray primarily that we will continue to be God's servants and do what's right by God, and ensure that when we come to this program, that we lift God high. Hallelujah. And that the honor and the glory always go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. With me is, of course, Apostle Chris Beard. Say good morning, Apostle Chris.
Good morning to all our listeners. Bless you. Bless you.
And Reverend Gil Price.
Good morning to everyone. God bless you
so much. And of course, we're going to be sharing today in the same word the Lord's given us for the year. Arise and shine. That's the scripture. But the theme is, it's the dawning of a new era and a new day. It's our kingdom jubilee year of fulfillment. And then we also share on what happened with the Egyptians chasing the Israelites. What happened when Moses raised up his hand under the instructions of his God. Praise the name of God. So we're going to ask Apostle Chris to pray and bless us today in Jesus' name.
We thank you, Father God, for this wonderful privilege you've given to us, that we can declare your name to the nation, to the nations of the world.
Jesus.
Remind them that you are still in charge. You're the God of the universe. And we are honored to call you our Savior, our King, our Redeemer. We ask your blessings on these words we share today with the people of Barbados and wherever our voices are heard. We pray the words of our mouths or the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Lord, and we'll reach people all over the nation and let them know there's hope in you.
In the name of Jesus.
You're still the answer.
Yes, please.
We try, but you have the answer. You are the final product.
Yes,
and we honor you as we glorify you, Lord. We pray the words that touch someone's heart. They come to know you as Lord and Savior. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Apostle Chris. We pray the Lord will continue to bless every listener, and you will receive the word of the Lord and be blessed by the word of the Lord. We want to continue to share on the word. We know we have this year as our theme. It's the dawning of a new era and a new day. It's our kingdom jubilee year. And we are very excited. I shared last week about the eagle. And many of you called and said that you really got blessed and touched by the story of the eagle, the process of his rebirthing, and how important it is to come to that stage where you decide to die or to have to go through a painful process of shedding, you know, pulling out your feathers, breaking off your beak and your talons, just to be able to live 30 years more. Praise God. And it's worth it. The rebirthing process is painful and bloody and gory and hard and lonely, but it's worth it, because in the end, you are rebirthed in God and you have a new era, a new day. Praise God. And we are experiencing a new era at Mount Zion's Missions and a new day. Yes, we've been through so much as a church, celebrating 30 years. And, you know, sometimes you wonder if you're going to make it. But today, I'm so grateful to God for bringing us to 30 years, Reverend Gil and Apostle Chris.
Yes.
And I'm thankful to God for the experiences that we've had. You know, when God sent Moses down to Egypt to tell him to tell Pharaoh to let my people go, he didn't give him all of the details of the hardship that he would suffer in the wilderness. He didn't give him the details of how the Israelites would rebel and give him trouble and you know, confuse him sometimes and upset him sometimes. He didn't tell him that Pharaoh would resist so much, you know, to the point where he had to take his sons, you know, kill all the firstborn sons. But he sent him and he went, praise God. And then even as he was coming out, he didn't tell him that he had the Red Sea to face.
Right.
Praise God. And facing it with something dangerous pursuing you. Pharaoh pursuing you and his entire, and the best chariots and horses of Egypt pursuing the Israelites. So it's a scary situation. So in order to get your new day, you must experience some stuff. You must go through some difficulties. It just don't happen. You know, we all want to have good things happen to us. We all want to get the blessings. That's good. But we have to go through the tests.
Yes.
We have to go through the tests in order to have the testimony. Praise God. And so at the end of the day, we can then say that God is who he say he is.
Amen.
That's why I love that song, I Trust in God. I love it so much because it says, I call on him, I trust him, and he heard, and he answered. That's why I trust him. And so we can trust God in every circumstance. We can trust him when we're in the darkness. We can trust him when we're on the mountaintop. And we can trust him when we are in the valley. We can trust him when we are going through the Red Sea. We can trust him when we are in the lion's den. We can trust him when the fire is raging seven times hotter.
Mm-hmm.
We can trust God. Moses had to reach that point where he had to be reliant on God. And at one point, Reverend Gail, when Moses and the Israelites were crossing the Red Sea, there was an angel that led them through the whole point,
yes.
To that point. The angel that was in front of them, God moved the angel from in front of them and put the angel behind them. And the angel came between them and the Egyptians. He also moved the cloud, which is a pillar of light for them, at night, and put it between the Egyptians and the Israelites. So there was no pillar in front, and there was no angel. So it's like God saying to Moses, buddy, my friend, my son, it's you and I.
Mm-hmm.
The power is in your hands. It's up to you. What are you going to do? He had used that rod before with Pharaoh and showed all of the great signs and so on. And now God is saying, that, you know, I'm the same God and the same power is there. Trust God. You trust God in the beginning.
Yeah.
You trust him in all the times where you had difficulties. Trust him now because God is still the same God. Raise your hand. And, you know, God told Moses twice at the Red Sea to raise his hand. He raised his hand for the first call. God said, when they were crying to God, God said, don't cry to me. Raise your hand because they're about to have a new day. They're going to cross over into the promised land. God promised them that he would get. But God didn't tell them that you have to encounter this dangerous, you know, juncture, you know. And God will tell us all the things. So we always feel that things are going to work so smooth. I have news, good news for you, and I have bad news for you for listening. And the bad news is that, sorry, you have to go through some tough times. You have to go through some difficult times. You have to go through some times where you feel that you're all alone. And that there's nobody there. And you feel as though nothing's happening. But guess what? The good news is that God has never He will never leave you.
Never.
He has never left you.
Never.
He is always there carrying you. And guess what? Before you started the journey, God already gave you the victory.
That's right.
Praise God. So what you're hearing is just a song. Praise God. What you're seeing is just Pharaoh. But they're already defeated because God has already declared defeat to them. Before the journey and victory to you.
Amen.
Praise God. So I bless God for this whole exercise and the word that God has given to us that encourages us that in the midst of all what we've seen and what we've been through, that God is still fighting for us. And so I have two main points. And one main point is the sea returned to its full strength when the morning appeared. That's one. And the second one, the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And so all night, you know, they're traveling and they hear the song of the chariots and so on. And they can still see or sense that there's a Red Sea ahead of them. But God is doing something all at night. What's happening at night is that God told Moses, stretch out your hands over the Red Sea when they were crying to him. God said, Moses, don't cry to me. You know, hey, buddy, there ain't no angel in front of you now. And there ain't no pillar in front of you now. So guess what? You got to do this yourself between you and I. And we can do it. We can work this together. So look at me. Stretch out your hands. And he did. And God told him, stretch out your hands and divide the Red Sea.
Part and divide.
He said, you, oh my Lord.
Part and divide.
Yes. Part and divide the Red Sea. You do it. You, Moses, do it. And I'm saying to somebody today, a pastor, somebody, you can do it. See that Red Sea that's blocking? God is in, stretch your hands out. You do it. Not in your strength, but by the power of God, working with God. Hallelujah. Under his anointing and his empowerment. And he stretched his hands out. And the Bible said it didn't happen suddenly. It didn't happen one time. We always thought that when he stretched his hand out, that suddenly the waters were parted. No. The Bible said that God sent an east wind.
Man.
That blew all night. Hallelujah. And pushed back the Red Sea in the morning. And so to see the new day in the morning is when you're going to see your victory. In the night, it looks dark and dismal. In the night, you're afraid. In the night, you're terrified. You don't know what's happening in the night. You know, there's a lot of darkness and stuff. In the midst of the darkness, the Lord said, arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. So in the nighttime, we panic, and we sense that things are looking fearful. But in the morning, praise God, that main point, I love that main point. Praise God. The Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Praise God. In the morning, the sea returned to its full strength when the morning appeared. So I'm saying to you that God is gonna show you his power, show you his might in the morning. And so that first morning, when Moses and others look out, they saw dry ground. When they saw dry ground, the east wind had pushed back the sea. But now in the second instance, God told Moses, now you stretch out your hand a second time. You understand? You know, God likes to really work with us. God can do things by himself, but he wants to work with man. That's why he told the folks at the wedding when the wine ran out, get some water pots, fill them with water. Let's do this. You know, when he wanted to feed the multitude. He said, anybody have any food or any lunch around here? And the little boy had the bread and the fish. He wants to work with us. He wants to include you in what he's doing in the earth. And he has chosen us to do things in the earth with us, to bring light with his darkness. Praise God. And so the second time that he stretched his hand out, this is where he's not going to destroy. The first time, he opened up the Red Sea, parted it. They had dry ground. Second time now, the same east wind came and blew again.
All night.
Praise God, all night. And in the morning, they saw the Egyptians, my God, all the bodies on the shore. I'm saying to you, the enemy is chasing you, but in the morning,
hallelujah,
in your new day,
there's a morning coming.
Oh, there's a morning coming. Oh, praise God. The night is over. Bless God for you. In the morning, you are going to see the victory that you've been waiting on. In the morning, your morning is going to be better than your today. The night is going to be over when the morning comes. Praise God. And then the light comes as well. So you get morning, you get light. Morning represents the light. If you have if you go into a room that's dark and you press the switch, darkness must go. When the light comes into your life, my brother, my sister, that darkness must go. I speak to every darkness right now in your life.
In the name of Jesus.
I speak to every darkness wherever it is, and I say that darkness must go. For the light of God has come to shine on you and for you. In Jesus' name. But you've got to reach out your hands and trust God. Put your hands through the window and declare victory. Put your hand on your son when you're seeing darkness and declare victory. Put your hand on that child that's bothering you and you're seeing that child behave unusual. Put your hand on the child and declare light come up where there's darkness in Jesus' name. Trust God. God wants to work with you. You got to work with God. Praise the name of God. Talking about darkness, huh? I want to just go there because I'm concerned. I want to support all the pastors, especially Reverend David Drew. But his call, his disappointment in this vibes cartel coming to Barbados to perform on not just an ordinary day, on the Christians' holy day of the year, Easter, the day of our resurrected Lord. I mean, it is really an insult and an offense to us, the Christians, to have it on that day. Why can't they have it on the bank holiday? You understand what I'm saying? If it's my holiday, why you have to have it on a Sunday? It says that Barbadians are becoming very unconcerned about God and ungodly. And yet we say the Lord has been the people's guide, and with him on the people's side, God will leave this country if we keep turning our backs on him. It's because of the Christians that are praying, the Lord will stay here and bless this country. But we have to stop treating God like if he's just a sidekick, you know, or somebody that is an emergency ambulance. We only want him when we have a problem. God wants to share our lives with us. God wants to bless us and be with us every day. We have to stop. There's a generation in Barbados, it's more than one, two, three generations that don't know God at all. When they were in prison and you talk to the young man, I said, have you ever been to Sunday school? No. Never been to Sunday school. They turn Sundays instead of sending children to the church. They said, go to the Brahms and the Fets and all the work of stuff. It pains me, Reverend Gale. I wrote a book in 2006. The book is called Straight from the Heart, The Moral Meltdown. Reverend Gale, read for me I think it's chapter 5, part of chapter 5 for me, please.
As a Barbadian, I'm very concerned about our present moral trend, and I have been for years. But in recent times, we have made an accelerated nosedive into the blackness of promiscuity, ungodliness, revelry, drunkenness, immorality, and anything that goes against the very nature of God. In fact, quite sadly, many no longer believe in God, the legitimate owner of all creation. The stories in our headlines are unbelievable for a Christian country. But just when you think it couldn't get any worse, we've now added the widely accepted title of the gambling and workup capital of the Caribbean. It has become so rampant that in countries where revelry is banned during religious holidays, their entertainers can find large-scale acceptance in Barbados. Regrettably, we are now sowing seeds towards our destruction, for it should have been reasoned long ago that there must be a place and a time when enough is enough. But alas, we are increasing the speed and the regularity of our revelry, while at the same time disrespecting the church and accusing her of keeping noise. We are remaining totally silent and deaf to the carrying-ons, now held every Sunday for massive crowds. Our silence is so loud, it's virtually deafening. But silence will always come with a price, which we are already paying with our future generation. As we lose them daily to drugs, waking up, same-sex unions, the block, minibus culture, and the endless list of debaucheries, how much is too much? When we are rated on the overseas market as bad apples, when our citizens are no longer regarded as good employees internationally due to poor work ethics and their involvement in striptease acts. It's amazing how we still hold fast to the idea that Barbados is a Christian nation, yet remove all Christian values from our lives. This is hypocritical. We have sold ourselves for naught, and I'm fully persuaded that the God who is watching is definitely indicating that enough is enough. It's high time to return to a God that can still bless and reward, not on what we say or who we claim to be, but by our following the precepts and laws laid down by him in the manual, the Holy Bible, the never-changing Word of God.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gale. That was written in 2006.
Yes.
It's 2025. That's how many years now? So many years past. And it's still relevant. It's still, in fact, it's worse now. Because, you know, a lot of those Caribbean countries, Trinidad, they don't have carnival,
yeah,
and all of that. But you can't come on Easter Day and have any effect in Trinidad and those Caribbean countries.
I believe they finish all of that before Lent.
Of course.
Lenten season.
And Barbados, you can bring Vibes Cartel down here. Who has some violent songs? Songs are full of violence, like Beat Them Bad, violence that speaks of domestic violence and so on, and songs like gun violence, like menace. And we have enough gun violence in this nation already, with all your men killing each other in the streets. 50 last year, we had 50 murders. When blood was spilling the streets. I know you bring someone who is synonymous with drugs and guns and murder and all that. Why are we doing that to ourselves? Why are we doing it to our children? For money? It's not worth it. To lose our young people, more of our young people. We've lost so many already. That book was written in 2006. And today, that book is prophetic. because I walk in an apostolic anointing. When I wrote it as an apostle. So it's happening as, you know, we can see it happening. And it's worse now. May God help us. There's too much darkness in this nation. We've got to get back to the values, the Christian values. All four parents taught us how to go to church and love God. Sundays should still be a sacred, Sunday or Saturday, you know, whatever we choose. Is that sacred time when you go to church and serve God? No, everybody. And we're making more places. You know, thank God for all of the parks that we have. But these things are becoming places to just walk up and have a great time. What are we doing to try to build strong values in our children? What are we doing? Huh? There's too much darkness. And that's why God is saying, arise and shine, for your light has come. Because the church must let her light shine even now in this darkness.
Yes.
This great darkness. We cannot be silent. And we must rise and do the will and the purpose of God.
And
so I just want to say something about this.
This is a situation that is no longer tenable for our people. It's about time that we pay some attention. The church has prayed as we should. We'll keep praying. We'll pray forever because the soul is that valuable. My challenge is that we can't do it by ourselves. The whole of our business needs to get up and wake up. I realize something needs to be done.
Yes.
About where we are or where we're going. We need conferences in Barbados. We need dialogue. We need before people just throw things at us and talk to us about it. Mm-hmm. So we can actually determine what the value of it is. Is it gonna make me better? Am I gonna be drawn closer? Lord, we are out in the Caribbean by ourselves. We don't have anybody close to us and help us when we have an emergency. We're all alone. Yes, we need people. We need a couple of people that will pray together. And I'm calling Barbados to start praying like they never prayed before. Pray for freedom. Pray for the ability to worship God when you want to without any interruptions. Pray that the word of God be always honored in our schools. Pray that there will be no objection to people speaking or praying to our God and speaking the word of God. When we meet at conferences,
yes, please. Yes.
So we have to go through
that
nonsense of
yes.
I speak silently and I have all kind of people.
I have reflection.
You can't do that anywhere else. It's madness, literal madness.
Yes.
Because when you diminish God, who you go to? Who are we going to rely on when we diminish the only God can help us in situation? And we're going to keep praying.
Please.
I call on church to pray that they never prayed before. Forget all the stuff around. Forget who has this and who has that. And let's pray.
Amen.
Pray to God.
Yes.
If we call collectively, if we do it collectively as a people,
hallelujah.
Heaven will hear.
Hey.
And when heaven hears, heaven responds.
Amen.
When God spoke to Moses, the word, the whole earth responded. The earth responded by opening Red Sea. We declare Red Seas will be opened.
In Jesus' name.
And all these individuals who are with no hell in captivity with this nonsense of this spirit that's holding them bondage into all kind of things, the butchery, you name it, that has to change. All these guns flowing on that has to change in Jesus' name. We are better than that.
Amen.
We are so much better. We have so much value. And why should a parent have to? At 18 or 19 years, you have to go bury a child when there's so much other things that can be done at the prime of one's life. We want to be aiming for something, some achievement.
Yes.
All this happened to them. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's not what we call for. Yeah. And our politicians need to wake up and see that as a reality. We have a responsibility to guide people the way God wants to be guided. Because at the end of the day, the earth still belongs to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you're only there temporarily. And if you're there temporarily, it is important you say the right thing and do the right thing so your memory continue going on for something good, something uplifted, something that make my business better than we are.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Queen. Reverend Gail is going to continue in this flow. And she's also going to talk about the 10,000 points of lights. We really do need the 10,000 points of lights right here. Because that's the light that God is bringing now. That's the program that God raised up, Apostle Wilson.
Yes.
Wilson with. And we were there last Sunday. It was launched.
Okay.
Last Saturday. Praise God. Where it was launched. I was very blessed to be there. There was a profound anointing and presence of God in the worship and the sharing. It was so wonderful and amazing and awesome. God endorsed it with his presence. So Reverend Gail is going to share on some of the points of what we just shared, what's happening in Barbados, and then she's going to share on the prayer points, 10,000 points of light.
Thank you, Apostle. I
looked at the word darkness and gross darkness. Gross darkness says that it comes to a point whereby you are so blind that you can't see. It is just overpowering. But I know for sure that God is doing something in this nation. And we are making that sound and that call. I thank God for Apostle Chris and how he spoke just now. Because the church must arise. And I believe strongly that we are rising up and we are moving forward. And wherever we go, not just in the four walls, but wherever we go, we must speak and we must carry the light and we must salt the earth. Yeah. As men and women of God, and be able to speak out against this. Wherever it is that we need to speak as a church, we need to speak out against this. And on Saturday, as Apostle said, we did have the launch of the 10,000 points of light where the churches of Barbados came together. And for this week, the prayer points are praying as a church for repentance and also praying for the media. So every single week you pray for some level in this, some area in this nation. And if anyone wants to sign up, we need the church. We need the people of God to pray. 10,000pointsoflight.org. You go on there and you can register and become a light bearer or a point of light, whereby every week we are praying one set of prayers to Jesus. Yes. And we shall see yes. the turn and the tide in Jesus' name. I also want to plug in our crusade that's coming up, Apostle. We'll be in Golden Square, Freedom Park, from the 14th then the 15th of March. Powerful preaching, powerful singing. There's going to be a concert on the Saturday. Bless God. And we want to give God all the thanks. Come out and be a part so that every single time there's something happening, that the church must be seen as alive and well in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gail, for your passionate plea and ministry. Praise God. We want to continue to pray that this voice carried Easter show. That God will intercept it. In Jesus' name. In
Jesus' name.
The Christians pray God will hear.
Amen.
Because this man, he is synonymous with some dark things, right? And bringing darkness to us, and that song beat them back. Start off with a lot of vile profanity. Praise God. Filthy words. We don't need that at this time in our lives. Okay. At Easter, when we're reflecting on the dying of our Savior and his resurrection, no, I rebuke that. I rebuke that in the name
of Jesus' name.
They said God is
shut it down
in Jesus' name. Praise the name of God. Right now, Reverend Gail is going to share with you.
Well, we are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Contact information 436-4753. 436-4753. Please let us know how this program has impacted you. Contact Mount Zion Missions at 422-2512, 422-2512, 432-6479. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive, and we will see you soon next week. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Remember, rise and shine, for the light has come in the darkness, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon all of you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.